Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we're super excited because we have Real Housewives of Potomac star Mia Thornton here. Hi, Mia.
Hey, hi. How are you guys?
Great. Yeah. Even better now that you're here.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. This is obviously your second season. It's a lot more, I think, exciting than last season. How are you feeling? You know, being your second year back, there's a lot going on. You're involved in a lot of the drama. How's it feeling for you?
So it's definitely feeling a little bit, there's a lot going on, right? Yeah. But I am involved heavily. So rightfully speaking, I think I always end up in the mess, right? That's how I got my title, Messy Mia. And that's okay. You know, I'm holding true to that. Mm-hmm. But I'm good. I think it's great. You know, the only challenge that we have is that, you know, this happened so long ago, it seems like, and we're having to relive it. And so that becomes challenge. But other than that, you know, I feel great. I'm excited for us all. And I think that we're having a great season.
Yeah, it's been great so far. And we kind of started off with a bang, at least with your storyline about your cancer scare and your health situation. And we saw that majority of the group didn't really support you in the way that you wanted to be supported. Was it surprising that the women were doubting your health, and that even Robin, to this most recent episode, was bringing up the lump? Like, what was your reaction to all of this?
So I'm not surprised, right? I think that, you know, they have every right to question. You know, I did make a couple changes on social media. I get it. I don't want to ever mislead anybody, but, you know, I was still surprised because I did expect to have support from my friends. You know, it's a really challenging time in my life. You know, my family, my friends, and my kids were all experiencing and going through, and there were so many unknowns that we just didn't know what was going on. So I expected more support from, you know, my girls, but hey, here we are. I love Robin. I think Robin's fantastic. I think she's probably, you know, one of the persons I'm closest with. So to see her questioning whether or not you could see a lump was a little bit of a like, oh God, here we go. But hey, couldn't see it.
How is your health currently, since we're on that topic?
Thank you for asking. Health is good. I do have to have like routine testing. That's not going to go away. I'm not in the clear, but I am good. You know, there's no cancer. Thank God. I'm really proud to say that. And I'm happy. And I'm grateful for all of the supporters out there and all of the prayer warriors. Mm-hmm. I love seeing people at my doctor's appointments and they're like, oh, you're really, I'm like, yes, you guys, I was really going through this, you know? So, you know, it's really nice to see people inspired. And I do have a lot of people that have said, you know, because of you, I have now gone to my angle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, continue to go. Get your mammograms, ladies, go to the doctor, do your routine, PAPs. We got to take care of ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. You know, obviously you also had a big storyline just come up in the last couple of episodes, you know, your altercation with Wendy. Before we get into like how the cast reacted, et cetera, you know, I just was curious, like you looking back on it now, what do you think was really like the moment or the word that sort of like, you know, made you throw the drink, sort of made you, you know, I think it appeared that you kind of like threw your clutch a little bit, but tell us what, you know, what was going through your mind in that moment?
There's a lot that was going through my mind in the moment. You know, I get very combative and very defensive when anybody says anything or insinuates anything negative towards my husband, my family, my friends, my mother, right? We've seen that, right? You talk about me all you want to. I really don't care. I'm used to it. But when it comes to like my family and people around me that aren't sitting at the table to defend themselves, I get turned into like a lioness. And I just want to defend my husband. And he had no right to even be pulled into the conversation. Now, it doesn't like excuse the drink throwing. I don't condone it. I hate that I did it. And I don't think that Winnie deserved that. So I'm warm enough to say, do better.
Yeah. Now there is some question about like, was a clutch like sort of thrown? It's like, I've seen that clip like a million times going slow and stuff. Or was it just a drink?
No, there's a lot of things flying around. I don't know. It appears to be a lot going on, right? You know, and the thing is that there was so much going on and, you know, we're tired. We had just traveled from out of state. It's a lot going on in this household. And I just feel like, we probably just shouldn't have anything flying around, right? It's not really exactly the type of like situation I want to ever be in ever again.
We've seen it since the aftermath of that incident that you've been upset with Karen and Ashley, specifically Karen. Do you feel as if they are taking Wendy's sides? Do you feel as if there are or should be sides in this situation?
So yes, honestly. I do. I feel like you should ride for your friends no matter what, right? That's just how I am. But I can't expect everybody else to be that way. And so that's a growth opportunity that I'm actually seeing in myself, is that one of the things that I, just because I do it, doesn't necessarily mean that I need to expect everybody else to do it, right? And I was okay with Karen going and checking on Wendy. You know, I said, hey, I had breakfast with you. You go and hang out with her. I wasn't against anybody going to check on her, but I was expecting the respect of saying, hey, ladies, this is what we're doing, not just popping that little happy-go-lucky buckets in the car.
Yeah, like Karen warned you, but Ashley,
I didn't need her to come out for a little tad.
Now, were you, like, you know, people are saying that Giselle and Robin are sort of being hypocritical in defending you, but, you know, in season 5, they were very against Monique sort of getting physical, or, you know, however you want to define it. What is your reaction to that? Do you feel like they're being hypocritical, or do you feel like personally the incidences are very different?
So I wasn't there, right? I don't know Monique. I wasn't in that situation. It's hard for me to have an opinion towards or even compare the two, because I wasn't there and I don't feel comfortable like speaking on that. You know, based off of what I've seen, which is what you guys have seen, I think that it may have been like just a sequence of events leading up to that particular situation of where they were just like, okay, enough is enough. We just don't really ride with her anymore. Okay. But I don't think any of it's okay. I don't think physicality is okay. I don't think throwing anything is okay. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to do it. We're not perfect. You know, it's just unfortunately, and lots of people do it. They just don't get it recorded, right? So there's a difference. But you know, you live and you learn. I think that I am thankful that Giselle and Robin were, you know, not necessarily picking a side. I think they were just protecting their friends in general. I don't feel like they were being mean to Wendy at all means. I don't feel like they picked a side. I just feel like they just wanted to have a good time in Miami and today's a new day. Let's go to the beach, right?
Yeah.
How have you been coping with, because the fans are obviously very passionate about the incident with Wendy. I mean, I'm sure you have your supporters. Wendy, her supporters. Times like this when we see the fan base and the cast kind of get divided. How are you coping with the fan reaction towards this whole situation?
Oh, I'm used to like scrutiny. So it's like another day, you know? Like, say what you want to say. It doesn't change me. I'm not affected by, you know, like, people's opinions. I actually enjoy them. I think it makes me a better person. So if you got something to say, say it. I hear them. I think it's going to help elevate me and allow me to evolve. I've been getting scrutiny since I was a kid, so I'm used to it. And I think a lot of that has a lot to do with my drive and my hustle to always just want to do more, because it's like, hey, I'll show you, right? But I do feel that I'm happy that Wendy's getting support. I think if someone threw a drink in my face, I would want people to support me about it too, right? So I'm cool. I play fair in the sandbox, okay? I'm a good team player.
Yeah.
Interestingly, after the episode aired, you took to social media and sort of said you were moving on. People took that as you announcing you're leaving the show. What did that message really mean? Like, what were you trying to say?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up, because I, by all means, wouldn't go to social media to announce that I'm leaving the show, right? But I was making an announcement that I just don't have time to feed into everybody's comments and opinions, because I have to do what's best for my businesses, yeah, my franchise partners, my, you know, my investors, my kids, my family, my friends, who are all heavily affected. You know, just because I can accept public scrutiny, like I signed up for it, right, doesn't necessarily make it fair for people to go out and attack my partners. I have to do what's best for them, yeah, because that's just the type of person that I am. And I just don't think it's fair.
So it's more like I'm moving on from speaking, yeah, about this.
I have no response at this point. Okay. I've apologized. Right. I've owned up to it. I will do better. But anything else that you guys have, that anyone has to say,
nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm moving on. I got time. I have things going on.
And we're setting the record straight. Mia is not quitting. Tell me.
We don't want you to quit.
They're going to have to fire me. Okay.
Okay. Good.
I did that last season. I was like, I'm out of here. This is craziness. Yes. I'm up for this crazy stuff. But yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm here. Yeah. I so invested in these ladies. I love them dearly. I think that we are such a great bunch. I think that our opportunities and what we're doing, we're just getting started. I'm not leaving.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah, we don't want you to leave. And someone that's been very involved in the cast has been Peter Thomas. Are we going to be seeing Peter more as the season goes on? And we know that there's kind of talk about him and Giselle were maybe a thing or maybe not a thing. Giselle kind of didn't really spoke to her. What's the deal with that and with Peter?
Well, I think Giselle made a public statement that they're not a thing.
Yeah, she told us that too, yeah, but
yeah. And I know she's very close to Cynthia, so I don't think that that is ever going to be a thing, ever.
Mm-hmm. But,
when it comes to Peter, you know, we're, as I said, we're family friends. So if he has any other dealings with the ladies, I'm not privy to it, but maybe, who knows, you know, he's all in our mix.
What about Wendy said in this week's episode that he allegedly talked crap about you? What was your reaction to that? And is there any truth to it?
My reaction immediately was like, okay, girlfriend, what did you tell? What did you say? I just need to know what was shared. Mm-hmm. I think that Peter's girlfriend had every right to share with and confide in her boyfriend at the time. You know, we have been friends. Like, Peter's girlfriend and I, we've been friends since we were kids. Okay. Hello. We are not going to always go along. There's a lot of history there. And so if we're bumping heads, I think it's really, you know, respectable that she shared that with her boyfriend at the time. Go for it, girl. I'm not mad at you. I actually told her that a couple of days ago. I'm not upset at you. What I'm upset with is that whatever was said was repeated to a stranger that you just met. You don't even remember her name.
Yeah. Did you have a relationship or a friendship with Cynthia when she was with you at all?
Okay. No, I didn't. So I actually didn't get a chance to meet Cynthia until recently at BravoCon. Okay.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah. Oh, it was fabulous. I felt like I've known her forever, and her energy is amazing. I cannot say anything negative about the queen. Okay, she is a whole vibe.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. As it's been interesting to see you and Jacqueline's dynamic, because it seems like you guys love each other, but then there's a lot of bickering. And I know that's what close girlfriends do. What's going on now? Because I know that there was some social media stuff. And how was it having her on the show for you?
Yeah. So Jacqueline and I, again, you know, we grew up together. I consider her my sister, and as sisters, we fight, you know, we do. And I also have you know, I think I'm more of like the bigger sister. So I'm always really like nitpicky with her. So I see it. I'm like, oh God, girl, like, have I been like this all 23 years of our life of knowing you? And she's like, yes, you have. Well, why are you supposed to be then? No. And she's like, well, this is the part that I do love too. You know, I'm very honest. I'm very transparent. I'm very like, whatever I feel, I'm going to say, I'm not going to be a yes friend. If you want a yes friend, it's not me. Right. Yeah. I'm gonna exactly how I feel, which is good, right? Which is why I'm able to have such longstanding friendships. And, you know, we are not like, you know, we don't enjoy each other right now, right? Because we're having to relive and rewatch what's going on the screen. But at the end of the day, you know, she's my sister. So we're going to have to figure it out.
Do you regret bringing her onto the show if it seems like it affected your friendship?
So I don't have regrets in life, right? I have like lessons learned. I think, you know, my intention was bring her on. We are actually really freaking funny together. It's unfortunate that we weren't able to ever show that side of us because it's really entertaining. And my husband even said, he goes, oh my gosh, I hate that the world didn't get a chance to see the two of y'all. Like, we're like pranksters. We like to joke. We like to have a good time. And that's why we've been friends for so long. You guys didn't get a chance to see that. So maybe soon.
Yeah. Okay.
And what about you and Karen obviously are kind of at odds with each other. You ended the episode this week, not in a great place. So what can we expect between you and Karen moving forward? Is it going to get worse from here? Is there hope for, you know, you guys making up?
Yeah, so there's a lot of love there. I love Karen, right? And remember, these are her friends. I'm like, girl, you got me in here. I'm like, why did you introduce me to these girls? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I have a lot of respect and love for Karen, but again, I'm not a yes friend. You're not. If I feel something, I'm going to share it with you. You might not like it. It may not be like, you know, the right opinion, you know, the public opinion, but hey, it's exactly how I felt. And I'm being real and authentic in that. And I am, we're fine. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little bit.
It's interesting because Karen's kind of in the same situation where with Monique and Candace. Candace was upset with Karen for not supporting her. We see you're upset with Karen for not supporting her. Does it frustrate you that Karen, I think some of them kind of accused her of like riding the fence. Does that frustrate you that she does that?
Yeah, it's super frustrating, right? It's like, okay, girl, pick a side. But again, we can't expect people to always do how we act. Right. And Karen is, again, you know, she's the queen. She's the dame. You know, she's like, girl, I don't got time for all you little young kids. Okay. I'm okay in that. Right. She has a little bit more years on us. She's wise. She's like, yeah, you guys are going to figure it out. And then you're going to be mad at me. You know, so I respect her. And I think that, you know, in the moment I was really upset. Like I was really upset. I think I was crying, which is why I look terrible for the record. Woo! But, you know, that's a real moment. And I don't have any regrets sharing that with you guys.
Yeah. Pulling out of like a little bit out of left field, were you shocked by Ashley and Michael split earlier this season?
No. Is anybody shocked?
You didn't really get to know Michael, did you, with your time on the show? I feel like he was inactive once you kind of came.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I met him once. I met him at Karen's Vow Renewal. And I honestly didn't really like converse with him often. I know he had changed a couple words with G, but other than that, you know, I really don't feel comfortable even having an opinion other than what I've seen. And what I've seen, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But Ashley is with Luke from Summer House. We spoke to her recently and it seems like things are going good. What's your opinion on that?
You know, girl, you live. Just live. Okay. And he's a cutie, right?
Yeah. She's getting back in the game. And yeah. I think it's good for her to do so.
I love to see it. She deserves it. You know, I think we all do. Everybody deserves happiness and to be with their person. And unfortunately, if your person no longer becomes your person, you get a new person, then just live life, right?
Yeah.
You know, just don't hurt anybody. We're all good.
Yeah.
We still got like half a season, I think, left. There was obviously accusations about Candace's husband, Chris. You sort of jumped on board with that, saying he was looking at you the wrong way at a party. Are we going to see more of that play out as the season finishes up?
Yeah, you know, there's so much that goes on in this app, like what we film so much. So yeah. I have no idea what's coming. And so I'm watching it with you guys. Okay. I do sort of like feel like they're still not like okay. Mm-hmm. So I imagine there may have been some more words exchanged. And yeah, good luck with that. It just doesn't, Candace is not happy, as she shouldn't be, you know?
Yeah. I'm interested to see how that plays out and see how, you know, everything plays out following your incident with Wendy. We're hoping all the friendships come back together and you guys, you know, make things work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is what it's all about, right? Yeah. Like we're real women and we're navigating our real lives and it so happens that we're documenting it. And, you know, ideally, you know, I feel like we're such a good group of ladies and there's so much love there. We're not going to always get along. That's sisterhood for you. Yeah. But coming back together and figuring it out and navigating and finding each, you know, level of respect, I think that's what really matters.
Hey, yeah. You girls are giving us good TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're all bringing it. Please continue to do so.
This is a great season. This really is a great season.
Yeah, we're having it. Well, we're having fun. I had a great time filming the season. I was like, listen, let's just do what I'm having fun. Just what you see is what you get.
Is there, as because obviously I'm sure you guys have the reunion sort of soon. Is there anything or anyone you want to hash out, to have an important discussion with once you guys all sit down together?
I have a few.
Okay.
There's a few conversations that need to be had. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Is Karen one of those?
Absolutely.
Okay. Going to be a good reunion too.
Huh?
It's going to be a good reunion too, I presume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to see how that plays out.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. You know, again, the goal is for us to all be able to sit cohesively on the sofa and move on and navigate life, right? Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what celebrity shows up as well this time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mia. We had a great time chatting with you. We're looking forward to see how the rest of the season plays out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.